we'll do the 2-0 to Onati again. As mentioned, the pitchers for the Raptors, it went Voss to Honeyman to Bowles. Now it's Bender. For Wausau, Alicia to White to Plumador, and now to Cardenya. The next 2-0 pitch. That one's there for a called strike on a fastball from the right-hander. It'll be 2-3-4 to lead off the home half of the eighth for Wausau. Dylan Cody's first plate appearance of the ballgame, followed up with Max Galvin and Jacob Haley. The 2-1 to Onati. This one is hit foul down the left field line. That'll find the seats to make it 2-2. The Cardenya looking to make it a 1-2-3 top of the eighth in his first outing as a Wausau Woodchuck. Pitch away from doing so. Out of the windup, here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball, tap foul by Onati. Hanging tough is Mason here with two outs and nobody on in the top of the eighth. .17 on the pitch clock, the next 2-2. He struck him out swinging. To Cardenya, punches out the side here in the eighth. 13-6 remains our score. We head to the bottom of the frame. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Rafters as we enter the bottom of the eighth inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. It is number 38, Carlos Anziani. Will be the fifth pitcher used tonight by Kirk Schreider. It was Kyle Bender for the seventh through 10 pitches. No hits allowed. A run came across the one, a walk issue. And for Anziani, making his second appearance of the season, worked in the home opener, the 7-4 loss on Tuesday night against Fond du Lac. An inning thrown, walked two, punched out one, and faced four Dock Spider batters. We'll see where Wausau goes in the top of the ninth with a 7-run lead. Jorge De Cardenya making his Woodchuck debut, struck out the side in the top of the eighth, so wouldn't be too shocking if he gets to face the top of the order with a 7-run lead. Cardenya struck out the side on just 14 pitches. Now, conversation had between the home plate umpire and Jacob Gorman and Kirk Schreider coming out of the Rafter dugout. Fully under the lights, sun is set, and a beautiful sunset here this evening on the first Saturday of the 2024 Northwoods League season. Big right-hander Anziani fires. Fastball right on the outside corner, doubted for a called strike. It's been a minute since we've looked around the Northwoods League. We have any other finals? One final we have in Madison tonight is the 0-1 pitch, dribbled into right. Dylan Cody's first plate appearance in the ballgame after being a pinch hitter in the sixth. It's through for a base hit. Rafters return home next weekend. If you're from outside the area and you want to come see the Rafters and have a weekend in Wisconsin Rapids, look no further for a place to stay than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes Ford Lake Companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pet to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The three-hitter Max Galvin swings through the first fastball from Carlos Anziani, and the count begins 0-1. Galvin, a three-hit ball game, RBI single most recently, and later came in to score in the five-run sixth. The 0-1 pitch misses down and in, gloved by Brody, able to keep it in front of him as the count evens 1-1. Lakeshore over Madison, 7-4 the final there. Bottom nine at Joe Faber Field, the Duluth Huskies leading the St. Cloud Rocks 13-4, looking for their fourth win of the season. Just three outs away from getting it. 1-1 the count, the speedy Cody off the first base bag. The payoff from Anziani, it's a breaking ball in the outside corner. That backdoor breaker lands for a called strike two. Top nine at Port Arthur Stadium still remains a 14-1 ball game. Thunder Bay having their fifth win of the season in their sights against the 0-1 Minnesota Mud Puppies. The 1-2 from Anziani, elevated heater that just misses upstairs. Count evens 2-2. Tight ball game at Copeland Park. Lacrosse leading Rochester at home 6-5. Loggers looking to improve to 4-2. Hawkers trying to avoid falling to 1-5. Anziani set. First base side of the rubber. Hands at the belt. The 2-2. A breaking ball. And this is well outside for ball three. Galvin's worked the count full. Badlands and Eau Claire are tied up at four. Carson Park, the site of that ball game, home of the Eau Claire Express, top of the eighth. A commanding lead for the visiting Battle Creek Battle Jacks on ESPN Plus at Rockford Stadium. The Rivets in danger of losing their three-game winning streak as the 3-2 pitch hit in the air right field and struck well. McGuire back along with Vandenhoevel. Neither one of them are going to get it. It's going to one-hop the wall. Cody goes from first to third. The fourth hit of the night for Max Galvin. It's a double with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. Jacob Haley will come to the plate now. The cleanup hitting DH, having two in scoring position with nobody down already. A seven-run Wausau lead. Back around the league, we're talking Rockford. The 3-2 Rivets, two in a row against Kalamazoo on the road. They split that four-game road trip. First two going to the Growlers, last two going to the Rivets. It's 8-1 Battle Creek, top eight there. 6-1, Fond du Lac looking to go 3-3. Green Bay in danger of falling to 1-5, top of the ninth at Hare Baker Field. Double-digit runs put up by Bismarck at home as the first pitch to Haley misses outside. The Larks lead the Hot Tots 10-4 in the top of the seventh. And how about the Waterloo Bucks? Very much in favor of taking their first ball game of the season. 12 hits tonight for Waterloo. They lead the Kingfish of Kenosha 11-2 at Simmons Field. The 1-0 from Anziani. Fastball roped into right field. It's down for a base hit. One run into score. And the wave around is Galvin. And the throw to the plate is wide down the third baseline. It's a two-run single for Jacob Haley. It is now 15-6 Wausau. And for Haley, it's his third hit of the night. He's reached in all five plate appearances. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting third baseman, Cooper Vance. Vance is 2-for-5 tonight. A double in the first and later came in to score. Led off the third with a solo homer, has been held hitless since. First pitch to him, hit on the ground right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Haley goes first to second. Vance's third hit of the ballgame. He's now 3-for-6. It'll bring up Jeff Davis. Started the game in left field. Davis then moved to second base after Val Serna Jr. had to get lifted due to an injury in the sixth. Davis drew a six-pitch walk in the first, bunted his way aboard in the third inning, reached on a drop third strike in the fourth. A single and later came in to score in the sixth and was hit by a pitch. And later scored in the seventh. First pitch to him is tapped foul down the first baseline. Alexander on deck, Solis Jr. to follow. Finishing out our Northwoods League roundup tonight, a final in Traverse City. The Pitt Spitters get their fifth win of the year, 9-3 over the Kalamazoo Growlers. And we're tied at 2 in the top of the seventh at Bill Taunton Stadium. The Wilmer Stingers hosting the Mankato Moondogs. Mankato, the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. The 0-1 from Anziani. That one misses high for ball one. That knock, most recently from Vance, the 19th hit tonight from Wausau. 6 runs on 8 hits and an error. The Raptors, 15 runs on 19 hits and an error for the Woodchucks. The 1-1 pitch. That one misses down and out for ball two. Anziani, the 6'2", junior right-hander from the Bronx, New York, and LSU Shreveport. Long look at second with 8 on the pitch clock, brings home the 2-1. A fastball that's on the outside corner for a called strike. He's worked the count even here at 2-2. Just over 3 hours into this one, a 6:05 first pitch tonight. Had some shorter games at home this past week. The opening day game for the Raptors went 3 hours and 21 minutes as the 2-2 misses up and out for ball three. A lot of pitching changes, and obviously when you have a 4-run inning, a 5-run inning, and multiple crooked numbers out on that scoreboard, game's going to take a little bit longer. 21 combined runs between the two teams tonight. 3-2 the count, nobody out. Anziani fires. Broken bat. Grounder back to the mound. Anziani will glove it. The only play is the first. Fires in the dirt. It's dug out by Schaefer. Weird play all around on the check swing grounder from Davis. Anziani recovered it. Didn't have a play at second or third. Is able to collect the first out of the inning. 1-3 goes Davis. To second is Vance. To third is Haley. Talking about time of the game. Last night it was 3:05 back at Witter Field. 2:52 in the finale against Waterloo. That's the quickest game the Raptors have played in this year. The only game to be under 3 hours. Their first win at home this season on Wednesday. Max Weitzel slammed the door shut for the third time this year. That was 3 hours and 2 minutes. First pitch to the first baseman, Elijah Alexander, misses low. Alexander went down looking in the first. Reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice and came in to score in the second. Went down swinging in the fourth. An infield single in the sixth, in which he later touched home yet again, and then flew out to right field most recently in the seventh. Anziani's 1-0. In on the hands, fouled away to even up the count at 1-1. Once again for the Raptors in the ninth. Top of the order, Vandenhoevel, Beauchesne, McGuire. Anziani looks in to Brody. Has agreed on his signals here for the 1-1. He fires. Now it misses low and out, blocked by Brody for ball two. 21 combined runs, 27 combined hits this evening. 4 home runs for Wausau, leaving the yard all throughout the ballgame. The 2-1. That one on the outside corner, and it gets a called strike there on the fastball. 2-2 our count. So Lee's Jr. on deck, Berkland to follow, and then if it gets to that point, it would be Drew Berkland stepping into the box for the 7th time tonight. Anziani, a long pause with 4 on the pitch clock, is 2-2. This one's hit up the middle. Glove by the shortstop, Boston, on the left side of the bag. He'll fire to first in time. Right side of the bag, I should say. Nonetheless, it is a 6-3 putout. Run comes in to score. It is now 16-6 with 2 down and a runner on third here in the bottom of the 8th. Third run of the inning coming home is Jacob Haley, and it's the 8 hitter, Max Solis Jr. Solis Jr., 2-run single with 2 down in the first, singled again in the third, and a 3-run homer in the sixth. The first pitch misses to the Woodchuck catcher for ball one. One and 0 the count. Vance off third, the pitch. Misses low and outside for ball two. Jake Berkland on deck, Drew Berkland to follow. Anziani in his second outing as a Raptor, looking to Down of it here, the 2-0. This one, line down the third baseline, just foul. 2-1 the count now on Max Solis Jr. Got the start at first base and hit seventh last night for Wausau. Had some difficulties defensively at first, but he's looked sharp behind the plate tonight, and his bat as well has come to play. Ton of multi-hit games throughout this Wausau order, and that's going to happen when you have 19 hits as a team. A 2-1 for Manziani. Fouled straight back by Solis Jr. Another two-strike count for the right-hander here. Counts hits 2-2 with two down. For the Raptors, it'll be a quick bus ride home, and the flush it mentality will come into play as they're back on the bus early tomorrow morning. A 2-2 for Manziani. Cracked in the air, left field. Coming in on it is Beauchesne. There's no play to be made. It's going to fall for a single. Fourth hit tonight for Solis Jr. He has now driven in six of Wausau's 17 runs. And that's the 20th hit of the ballgame. It'll bring up Jake Berkland. Four runs now in this home half of the eighth for Wausau. Their third inning of at least four runs or more. Four in the first. Put up five in the sixth. Now they got four here in the eighth. First pitch to Jake Berkland is swung on and missed. Bullpens are vacant on both sides. Presume that Dicardinha, after punching out the side, he's been on the bench for a long time in that dugout, but sure, with 11 runs, he's got some room to work with there as the 0-1 misses up high. Raptors will fall to 3-3, now dropping both games of this home-and-home with Wausau. Woodchucks look to improve to 6-0 to begin a season here. The 1-1 pitch. Foul tip into the glove of Brody. Count moves 1-2. Solis Jr. on first. Drew Berkland in the on-deck circle, looking for his seventh plate appearance tonight. Anziani's 1-2. Foul back. Raptors split their four-game homestand this week, 2-2, winning the middle games, losing the opener to Fond du Lac, and obviously last night's game with Wausau. It's a fun sweep, though, of Waterloo. A couple of one-run ball games and an entertaining crowd each and every night. Looking forward to seeing more of that when we get back home next weekend. Anziani's 1-2 yet again. This is low and out. Had a magnet schedule giveaway on Tuesday. The Solaris mini bat giveaway on Thursday. Was able to get a few of those. Was very excited to do so. And the first of seven firework nights. It's always good to have a fireworks show. The true signs of summer. The 2-2 from Carlos Anziani. This is low and out for ball three. Berkland's been aboard once tonight. That was in the previous inning. Drew a walk in the seventh. Other than that, hitless. Few flyouts sprinkled in there with a ground out back in the sixth. 3-2 the count, two outs. Solis Jr. will be going on the pitch here at first. Eight on the pitch clock. Anziani is set. The payoff delivery runner goes. This one hit on a line. Diving is Grayson Schaefer. Robbing Jake Berkland of an opposite field hit, but four runs put up by Wausau in the home half of the eighth. They lead it 17-6. We head to the top of the ninth here from Athletic Park. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids, or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Jorge Decarnian back out on the mound, the top of the ninth, top of the order to it for Wisconsin Rapids. 17-6, the score in favor of the Woodchucks in the Raptors' second road game of the season, game 6 of 72. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors here on WFHR, 0-1 the count on Miles Vandenhoevel. He takes that next delivery up and in for ball one. Looking across the board here, 4 in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 5 in the sixth, and 4 in the eighth. As the 1-1 tapped foul down the third baseline, count moves 1-2. That's on the Wausau side for your Raptors. 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. It was a 7-6 ball game at one point. Since 10 unanswered runs on the Wausau side, 4 home runs tonight for the Woodchucks against Raptor pitching. On the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, it went Zach Voss to Alex Honeyman to Pierce Bowles, Kyle Bender, and most recently Carlos Anziani. For Wausau, Edwin Alicia, Caleb White, Carson Plumador, and now Jorge Decarnian. The 1-2. Breaking ball, throws his hands at it, does Vandenhoevel, shoots it the other way. It's down for a leadoff single. Vandenhoevel's fourth time aboard tonight. Or I should say that's his third time aboard. And it's his third hit. Vandenhoevel had a two-run, two-out double in the second and an RBI single in the sixth. Now gets lead-off single here in the ninth. Jake Beauchesne reached back in the fifth, drawing a four-pitch walk. Later came in to score. First pitch up and in. Heads up, Beauchesne having to get out of the way of that one. Jake looking for his first hit of the ballgame. Collected his first hit as a Raptor last night. Was a single in the eighth. In his third game here for the organization, the 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner, and it's called a strike. Wausau sent 8 into the box in the home half of the 8th. As mentioned, plating 5. 20 hits for the Woodchucks to the Raptors, 9, 1 error per team. The 1-1. This one hit in the air right field. Galvin, though, was able to camp underneath it to make the grab for the first out of the ninth inning. It'll bring up Max McGuire. McGuire responsible for 3 of the 9 Raptor hits this evening. Doubled in the first, drew a four-pitch walk to lead off the third, and later came in to score on that Grayson Schaefer RBI single. McGuire then doubled in the fifth, scored as well on a two-run base hit from Schaefer. Most recently led off the seventh with a single. McGuire's first single as a Raptor, it was the only hit he did not have. The first pitch, big cut from McGuire, misses it to make it 0-1. First 5 hits as a Raptor had a homer, a triple, and then 3 doubles. Hit number 6. Being the base knock, he needed to complete the cycle. Vandenhoevel with one out, being held on at first by Alexander, the 0-1 delivery. McGuire hits this one on the ground, right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Despite the 17-6 lead, have yourself a night. Max McGuire, 4 hits for the Raptor right fielder this evening. He continues to swing it well in a Raptor uniform. Bring up Trotter Boston for his second plate appearance of the ballgame. Pinch hit for Tyler McClanahan back in the seventh. Reached on an E2. That was the catcher, Solis Jr., on the infield. Pitcher coming in as well at the time. That was Carson Plumador. Nobody touched it. It just fell between everyone. First pitch to Boston. Hits this one on the ground. Right side. Taken care of at the feet by Alexander. The only play is to first, and he'll take it there. Three unassisted for the second out of the ninth inning. Vandenhoevel to third. McGuire to second. And for Grayson Schaefer tonight, he's been aboard three of his four plate appearances. Was hit by a pitch to lead off the second. The aforementioned RBI knocks that came in the third. And then a two-run single in the fifth, most recently hit to a 5-3 double play in inning number seven. Six runs, now 10 hits. 30 combined hits between the teams tonight as the first pitch fastball is in there. Right down the middle to Schaefer for a called strike. On deck is Brody, Nomar Basurto to follow. The 0-1. And on the ground left side, that one hits a lip. Goes over the head of Vance, and it's a base hit to left field. Vandenhoevel in to score. McGuire as well. Grayson Schaefer this evening has now driven in five runs. It's another two-run single for the Raptor first baseman. We'll bring up Alex Brody. Our score now, 17-8 in favor of the Woodchucks. For Brody tonight, we got three punch outs as a first pitch fastball from DeCardenas in there for a called strike. Brody walked on six pitches to begin his evening in the second inning, later came in to score, but has held off the base path since. The 0-1. This one hit in the air and driven well into left field. Cody back at the wall. This one's going to go. Alex Brody, a two-run shot with two down. Here in the top of the ninth, the Raptors have put up four runs in this frame. It is 17-10 Wausau. Huge swing of the bat there for the Raptor catcher this evening. Raptors have eclipsed double digits in terms of runs for the first time this season. And with two down and nobody out, it'll bring up the designated hitter, Nomar Basurto. The long ball for Brody, the fifth of the ball game, the first for Wisconsin Rapids. And the 12th hit for Wisconsin Rapids, the first pitch to Basurto misses low and in for a ball. DeCardenas worked a 1-2-3 top of the eighth in his first inning in the Northwoods League this season, in the Northwoods League and as a Wausau Woodchuck, striking out the 7-8-9 hitters of the Raptor order, but has surrendered four runs here in the ninth. That one misses outside for ball two on Basurto. The 31st pitch from DeCardenas, a fastball that's in there for a called strike. Thirty-two combined hits now between the two teams tonight, 27 runs. As the 2-1 to Basurto, hit in the air down the left field line, it'll get out of play and find the seats, count evens 2-2. Two outs, nobody on, 17-10, Wausau, top nine. Woodchucks looking to make it 6-0 to start their season. Here it comes, fouled away again by Basurto. On deck is Brant Onati to follow. The 8-9 spots in the order. Out of the windup to Cardenas, his next 2-2. This is low and in. Basurto's worked a full count in his final plate appearance this evening. The 3-2. This one hit in the air down the third baseline in foul territory, giving chase is Vance. That one will find the stands right above the Woodchuck dugout. We'll have to do the 3-2 again. Serto tonight reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second, but since a few punch outs to end the third and fifth innings, struck out to lead off the eighth in his last at bat. The next 3-2. This is up and out for ball four. Lengthy at bat for Basurto. He's aboard with two down here in the ninth. It'll bring up the eighth hitter of the inning, Matt Brandt. Brandt had a base hit back in the sixth to lead off that frame. He's got a couple punch outs today as well. Led off the fourth, going down swinging, went down looking in the eighth. First pitch to Brandt, in there for a called strike. Talked about it a couple innings ago for the Raptors, just the flush it mentality, a strong finish. You can at least go out with the four-run ninth. Check swing on the 0-1. Did he go around? Appeal, yes, he did, says the crew chief Drew Taylor down the first baseline. Granted, four of the 10 runs came in this ninth inning, but still swinging it well and producing. Bring that to Mequin tomorrow against the Chinooks. A 105 Sunday start. The 0-2. Brandt hits this one foul out of play down the right field line. Four more straight after this in 5 days on the road. Lakeshore for two, Tuesday and off day. Madison for two, Wednesday and Thursday. Set is to Cardenia, the 0-2. Check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal? Yes, he did. That'll end it. Brandt down swinging. That'll do it to Cardenia. 39 pitches. 40 pitches, I should say, in the final two innings of work tonight. 17-10, your final score. 10 runs on 12 hits in an error for the Raptors. 17 runs on 20 hits in an error for Wausau. The Woodchucks move to 6-0. Your Raptors fall to 3-3. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes to break down the action. Your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball here on WFHR. Live here from Wausau and at Athletic Park.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Raptors drop a high-scoring affair tonight here at Athletic Park. 17-10, the final against the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here for Raptors postgame on WFHR. Wausau had at least three innings, of four runs or more. Four in the first, five in the sixth, four in the eighth. The Raptors put up a four spot in the ninth inning to cut it to just a seven-run deficit to end the ballgame. Five combined homers between the two teams, four long balls for Wausau. Alex Brody, a two-out, two-run shot in the ninth inning, leaving the yard for the third time by a Raptor this season. On the mound today, it went as follows. The win to Carson Plumador, throwing an inning and two-thirds out of the pen for Wausau. And the loss to Zach Voss, making his first outing as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor, going two and two-thirds innings, allowing nine hits, six runs, walking two, and striking out one across 68 pitches. It went from Voss to Honeyman to Pierce Bowles to Kyle Bender and Carlos Anziani. 65 and cloudy, the temperature, the time of today's game. Over 1,600 people here in attendance at Athletic Park. As mentioned, the Raptors have now dropped back-to-back ball games. Six straight, a 6-0 start to the season for the Woodchucks. Max McGuire had four hits tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, had a double in the first. He did actually walk as well. He reached in every plate appearance. The lone non-hit he had was that leadoff walk on four pitches in the third. He later came in to score. doubled and scored in the fifth, singled and scored in the ninth. A fantastic evening as well for Grayson Schaefer. He reached four times, was hit by a pitch in the second, and then had three hits, an RBI single in the third, a two-run single in the fifth, and as well came through with a two-run single in the ninth. Other than that, not much cooking for the Raptors. Two strong offensive performances. The pitching staff faltered this evening, surrendering the most runs they've given up in a game this season. They also scored, though, the most runs they've scored in a ball game this season. Four pitchers used for Wausau went Edwin Alicia to Caleb White to Carson Plumador, Jorge DeCardenas closing things out for the final two innings. Raptors back at it tomorrow, 105 first pitch in Mequon at Capco Park against the Lakeshore Chinooks. I'll be on the call for that, as I am for all 72 games of Raptor baseball this season here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. You can also find us out on the Civic Media app. I'm Andy Yockum signing off for now. Here this evening from Athletic Park, Raptors drop at 17-10. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon for some Sunday baseball.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was...
Get hurt in the game? We took...
Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. Glad...
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
If I could be you...
And you could... You're the boy, man.
Between me... Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR. Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States.
They embrace original music.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like,
we want you to come in here and play some Kenny Rogers.
It's you know, they want to hear original stuff. You can still play Kenny Rogers.
That's a great accent, man.
And Eau Claire has a good scene up there.
Yeah.
You know, so does La Crosse. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That strip there, Chippewa Valley. Yep. There are some good original bands through there.
Yeah, and that's the Broken Wrist Records. Those guys are from La Crosse. Yeah. I originally played a band called Merryweathers with one of the other founders, Stacy Hansen. And yeah, it kind of spanned the La Crosse, Eau Claire area. Yeah. You know, we just started reaching out probably back in 2010 to other musicians and made some good friends.
That's awesome.
And now I got you guys.
So. Oh, yeah.
What covers do you do in your sets that you're fond of? One or two? Nirvana?
Of course, I do some Nirvana. Yeah, I do. I do Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, that's really perfect. There,
you can actually go to iTunes. I have that, an acoustic, folky version of that on iTunes.
See, I like you're doing it your own way, too. That's like that. Important.
Yeah, and I did find out it was written by a man. I did not know that until I had to get rights for it. Richard Hazard wrote that song. With the idea of it was... From his perspective, he was going out at night, and his dad's asking, you know, what's go? You know, it's because girls just want to have fun, Dad. You know?
Oh, so.
Boy, he hit the jackpot on that.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay, getting back to the live music rocker.
Here we go. Yeah. Live music in the lair with Brian Bethke, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Feel It. Is this a song about bass guitar or Braille?
It should be both. It's about both. You'll feel it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is like I said, one of those cell phone recordings where I just came up with that little two-chord riff. And I envisioned in my head, it's about karma and how it plays out in our life. And I envisioned in my head like an old 1940s prostitute, you know. And in her escapades, it was kind of what I was thinking in my head. And how if you could personify karma, that's what I personify it as.
Wow. So.
All right, it's Brian Bethke live in the lair. Don't forget, if you want to call or text, we would love to field your questions. 844-967-2789. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. It's Brian Bethke live in the lair.
She comes from heaven, but she got the devil hooks on the old man, see the dirty looks. Hanging with the boys and never ever has a penny to pay. She has a me too moment every night of the week. Waking up wasted on the side of the street. Waiting for a moment to make you a part of her plan. Can you feel that? I can feel it coming round. Comes on its way. She's mad as hell. Can you feel it breaking down? And be a terrible place. When it's cold outside, you tend to lose your grace. Never, ever, ever would I throw away all that I have. You believe those stories that you made in your head. Burn me down just because you're sad. I don't ever, ever want to be in this state again. Can you feel it? I can feel it coming round. Comes on its way. She's mad as hell. Can you feel it breaking down? Thank you.
Civic Media.
So good, you guys.
It's so good. Hey, before we go any further, next week live in the lair, I'm both happy and sad. I'm sad because I'm off going camping.
Ah, that's right.
I'm sad because I'm off going camping and Marta Hansen is going to be live in the lair next week.
She is, Jimmy.
She's fabulous.
She bringing the grand piano.
You know she'll roll that right in here if she can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It'll fit. It'll fit right through that door.
You got it. All right. So, Brian, you have some live shows coming up.
Yes.
Happy to hear this. Yep. Now, you've got one Saturday, June 8th. You are performing at the VFW on Star Avenue in Eau Claire. That's a 3 to 6 o'clock show. People love those
afternoon
shows.
People, I think they're even going to put me outside. So.
Oh, I hope so.
Like the dog I am.
No. It's that time. Yeah. And then Friday, June 28th, you are at Together Farms at 5:30. That's Mondovi, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Now, Mondovi, I know I've heard of it, but where is it?
It's a little, it's another little Wisconsin town.
I love it though.
It's east of me, probably like 30 miles. And what it is, it's so these people, they have a venue at their farm.
Oh, that's the
best. And they have a food truck where it's animals and food that they raise on their farm. So it's all local grown.
Wow.
They've got a big area that they have music out there every Saturday and Sunday. Hmm. And I play out there a couple times a year. It's people come from the Twin Cities out because it's just a beautiful atmosphere.
I love it when people have cool properties and they open it up for live music and have people come out, you know?
Yep.
This sounds amazing. Then July 3rd, Munson Bridge Winery. You start at 6 again, kind of an earlier show, which is great, 6 to 9.
Yep, I'm getting old.
No. Honestly, we are finding that people love these kinds of show times, and that's in Winthy, Wisconsin.
Yep.
There's a town I have not heard of.
Yeah, it's up kind of near Thorpe, Cadott area.
Sure, okay, sure. Yeah.
Another place in the middle of nowhere. It's a beautiful winery, though, and they got a little pond there and everything.
What's the name of that bar on Main Street?
I'm not sure. I don't even think I've been in the town. I've only been there. So.
You'll have to get back to us.
Yep. It's not my area.
So how do we keep up with you? I've found that you are doing awesome on Instagram, so everybody find him on Instagram. Yep. But to keep up with your live shows and your song releases, what's the best way?
Yeah, so I got BrianBethkeMusic.com.
Excellent.
Then there's Brian Bethke Music on Facebook. I do a lot. And then Brian Bethke Music on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I have a Twitter. I never use it. or X now, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So if they go, they can find me. Just click Google Brian Bethke Music. I kind of try to put some things here, some things there. So it's something for everyone.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Brian Bethke, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Ghost Song. I hope this isn't a song about an Arnis Carnegiering up ghosts to a radio station where the DJs are abducted and whisked away to the afterworld.
Oh, I do.
It is. It is.
It's definitely. No!
It's actually about another condition I have called parasomnia, where you, I think it has to be related to this disease, where I'll go into these dream states where they seem real, but I'll be up walking around the house.
Oh, no.
And I had one where it was an alien abduction scenario where we discovered the next morning, because I woke up on the couch freezing cold and wet, that I had been out in 30 below weather in my underwear walking around.
Whoa!
Well, that's a story you want to tell your grandkids.
Yeah. Wow. So I wrote a song, loosely based on that.
Wow. So. Okay, I can't wait to
hear
this.
Let's check it out. It's Brian Bethke live in the lair. He has his pants on right now.
Yes, he does.
While he performs Ghost Song.
Once rode a train up the station, flew up to the moon. And I couldn't find my spaceship, I bought a balloon. And I flew past the gases, deep into the night. And I lay there paralyzed, till the morning light. In our light I keep lying here in bed. In the night they were calling in my head. And there's a ghost here by my side. once rode a marathon on the backside of a mule. And I realized I was naked, felt like such a fool. Searching for paradise in the backside of my brain. There I found a place to take you when your life is drained. And I lie, and I lie. I keep lying here in bed. In the night, in the night. They were calling me instead. And I try, and I cry. For a moment I was dead. In the night, in the night. They were calling in my head. There's a ghost here by my side. I forget about the girls and the dreams of your past. This old life you live in, it will never last. Buried by everyone who sticks to you like glue. I really hope that someday you will find the truth. Cause I lie, and I lie. I keep lying here in bed in the night. In the night, they were calling me instead. And I tried, and I cried. For a moment I was dead. In the night, in the night. They were calling in my head. There's a ghost here by my side.
Brian Bethke live in the lair, ghost song. So if just like Corbain was the saddest song tonight, ghost song has to be one of the most embarrassing songs for the night.
It is.
Wow, it tells quite a story, doesn't it? Oh, speaking of a story, I want to go back to this. Early in your career, you won a songwriting contest for the movie The Last Rites of Ransom Prize.
Yes.
Starring Dwight Yoakam and Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah. Okay. So I submitted this song that I wrote when I was like 17. I just did a re-recording of it. This country song is kind of like a weird little riff on it, kind of country riff.
Oh, that already sounded perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, apparently. And I got like over 150,000 votes, ended up getting in the movie. I got a $2,000 check. I'm
Woo!
Like, this is my thing. I'm going to make it. I'm on to stardom.
Yeah.
The movie kind of had bad reviews in their first round of all the festivals they took it to, but it got picked up by a new company who totally re-edited it, took out all the music.
Oh no!
And I lost it. So,
well, that's unfortunate.
Great story.
But I got I kept the check, and I got to talk to not Dwight Yoakam, but
Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy. I'm drawing a blank. One of those guys. Which Ray Wiley Hubbard. There we go.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's amazing.
He lets me play his music on my station. So.
Oh, I love him. I first saw him on Letterman.
Oh,
so, yeah, I'm a big fan of his. Yeah. Okay, so what's coming up for you now? What is the future holding?
I'm taking it one day at a time now. I'm just, any day I can do this, when I can do stuff like this, it's a blessing. And it makes life worth living, just... Take it like today could be my last, tomorrow could be my last. I don't think it's going to be, but let's live that way.
Wow.
Very Carlos Castaneda.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Brian, you have an amazing story. Love your music. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you making the journey down here from Osseo, Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. If fans wanted to connect with you, how do we do that?
Facebook's the best place. Brian Bethke Music. You can even search Brian Bethke. I'll add you as a friend also. That's a good place. Instagram, all that. There's also my media company, hwhrmedia.com. They can go there. I've got a documentary I'm working on about my first band in high school, old VHS tapes and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. Okay, we have a last song. Rocker, you ready for it?
The one you have for us tonight, it's called I Hate Me, and it was just released the other day. I don't even want to guess what this song's about. Tell us about it before you play.
Yeah. The easiest way is no one can hurt your feelings because you say the worst things to yourself. So it's called I Hate Me Too, and that's what it's about. It's like no matter what you do, what you say, you can't hurt me.
All right. Well, let's get it in. Live in the Lair with Brian Bethke on Civic Media.
Wow.
Every morning I wake up and get out of bed, pour me some coffee, get right in my head, try not to get down cause all of this, doing my best cause I know I can't quit, and I would hate me too, and I would hate me too. There's been some long days and there's been some hard nights. All these four friends in my life have passed by. Smile to my face, in my back they throw knives. Sorry I hurt you by living my life, and I would hate me too. And I would hate me too. And I do think about words I said all the time in your head, with all these drugs in your face. I'm not the reason you can't keep this pace. I'm not the reason you fail. You know I forgive you, but why can't you see? I won't pick up the phone when you try and reach me. Don't wanna hear it and don't wanna go back to this hole where I gave you my soul. And I would hate me too. I would hate me too. And I do. I would hate me too. I would hate me too, but I love you.
Wow. Brian Bethke live in the Lair. Wow. Once again, Brian, we really appreciate you. Thank you for coming in.
That was fabulous.
Music available at brianbethkemusic.com, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music, all over the place.
Yep, His Instagram is fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
And you got the radio show, too. When are you on there?
Usually mornings between 9 and 11, hwhrmedia.com.
Awesome.
Nice. What do you play? You got hot bands. Do you do local stuff?
Yeah, it's all local, like local regional stuff.
Who's your favorite local artist right now?
Oh, that Brian Bethke guy.
Good for you. I love it.
Brian Bethke live in the Lair. Get the podcast on Monday at MaxIncRadio.com. Max Inc. After Hours is coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And